Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
What happens if we work every day, work hard every day, every month, every year? What will happen?
大家设想一下，如果我们每周七天不停的工作，每个月三十一天都不停的工作，每年没有一天休息，接下来会发生什么？
Well, eventually we will become totally exhausted and burn out.
当然我们应该能知道，如果我们是这样一个工作的状态，我们肯定会精疲力尽，直到最后没有一点力气都没有。
And it's essential that we get adequate rest.
所以作为一个人，我们需要有足够的休息。
The Bible talks a lot about rest.
圣经讲了很多有关于安息的真理。
Rest in the Christian life.
在基督徒应该有安息的时间。
Which is the subject we'll be thinking about this morning.
这也是我们今天讲到所分享的主题，安息。
And when the Bible talks about rest,
当圣经宣讲安息这个真理的时候，
it's not just physical rest each night,
并不是讲我们每一天晚上八小时的睡眠，
but it's mental, and spiritual rest.
它更多的是讲我们的心灵，我们心灵的安息。
Now, if it's true that, well, over the last few months, we've been looking at the book of Hebrews.
在过去几个月，我们一直在围绕希伯来书进行我们讲到的分享。
Which emphasizes the greatness of Jesus.
我们分享了基督耶稣他无与伦比的超越。
And it emphasizes Jesus' role as our high priest.
我们也分享基督耶稣作为我们升入高天的大祭司。
Meaning that he is the go-between us and God.
分享了他是作为神和人之间的中保。
And if it is true that Jesus is incomparably greater than anyone else in the universe,
如果基督真的像希伯来书所宣讲的，他是古往今来无与伦比的超越世上任何的被造。
And if Jesus is our high priest who opens the way for us to God,
如果基督耶稣真是这样，他为我们打开了通往上帝天父上帝那里的道路。
Then those of us who know and trust in Jesus,
那我们所有这些信靠基督耶稣的人，
should have a peace and quietness and joy in our daily life more than anyone else.
如果真是这样，一个信靠基督的人，他心里应该充满了平安，充满了喜乐，比世上任何的人都快乐。
We can know that even when things around us are real hard and difficult,
让我们知道我们所遭遇的一切的事情让我们的生活变得异常艰难的时候，
Jesus is with us, we can still have that inner peace and trust in him.
但是我们知道基督与我们同在，所以我们内心的平安是没有人没有任何事情可以夺去的。
If we really understand and believe that,
如果我们是真的如此相信的话，
we don't need to be anxious and worry whatever is going
on. 如果真的是这样的话，我们基督徒不应该有忧虑，不应该有担忧。
Today there's a lot of talk in the news about mental health.
今天打开新闻，你看到 很多主题都是关于精神焦虑、心灵问题的主题。
More and more people are having more and more mental health problems.
现在越来越多的人，他们都承受着精神上的疾病。
And that shouldn't surprise us because so many people in our society are turning right away from God.
当然我们也可以看出作为一个不断逃离神的一个社区，这样的情况会出现的越来越多。
But that means that as Christians we have a wide opportunity, to talk about the peace and joy that God gives us in our daily life.
但是作为基督徒，我们需要，我们有机会去分享神在我们里面生命里面的平安和喜乐。
I think that the best gift my parents gave me was to have peace and a quiet heart no matter what happens in the world around me.
我想我父母给我的最大的宝贵的财产就是我从他们身上看到了什么叫真平安，什么叫真喜乐，面对一切情况他们都不会慌张。
And of course that was because they trusted and knew Jesus.
因为我的父母他们真心依靠基督耶稣。
So today I'd like to talk about four aspects ofrest in the Bible.
今天我的主题分享是和大家一起分享四种在圣经里的四类安息。
They're written on the board over there, if you can see that.
我们已经在白板上已经写。
There's, our weekly rest, our Sabbath rest.
就是我们每一周的安息。
We need to understand aboutIsrael's rest in the promised land.
我们要从旧约里看到以色列人他们在应许之地的安息。
Point three, we, look forward to our eternal rest in heaven.
第三点就是我们在永恒里在天国里的安息。
And point four, our spiritual rest now we shouldKnow and experience in our daily life.
第四点是作为基督的门徒，我们应该每天都享受到在基督里的属灵的安息。
So, point one about our weekly rest.
首先我们来到第一点，每周的安息。
When does the Bible first tell us about having one day's rest in seven.
大家有没有印象在圣经里什么时候第一次提到我们需要在一周里有一天来安息？创世纪啊 ,Genesis.
Yes. Right at the very beginning. When God created the world, he, and six days he made heaven and earth and so on, andOn the seventh day, he rested.
我们从创世纪一到二章前面，我们看到上帝用六天创造了天地宇宙，在第七天，他息了一切的功，进入安息。
Did God need to rest?
上帝需要休息吗
？No.
God 其实真的不需要。
But God was setting a pattern.For the way that we live and the way the world, the universe operates.
上帝之所以这样做是为了给我们设立一个模式，让我们看到我们在七天里要有一天的安息，它是为这个整个被造的宇宙设立的模式。
We're told that God blessed the day of rest.
他告诉我们七天里至少有一天我们需要分别出来。
Our day of rest should be the best day of the week.
我们需要拿一周中的最好的一天出来分别为圣，进入安息。
We are told that God made it a holy day.
我们在创世纪看到 上帝把这一天称为圣日。
What does the word holy mean?
圣是什么意思呢？
Well, when I was a boy, there was King George the Sixth, who was the King of England and New Zealand.
当我还是小孩的时候，当时新西兰是从属于英国乔治六世的统治。
And there were some trucks and cars in those days that had some words written on the door.
在我小时候，经常有那个 truck 卡车开过路面，有很多的标语贴在卡车的车门上。
In His Majesty's service.
就是为陛下服务。
It was like that in Thailand, which has a king as well.
就像在泰国，我们有泰国国王。
It meant these vehicles could be used in government business for the king only.
他们这个标语意味着这些车辆只为国王服务。
These weren't vehicles that you were supposed to, use when you want to go for a holiday.
他们绝对不会用这些车辆来作为私用，去拿来度假。
These were to be used specifically for government business.
这些车辆都是用来为政府效忠服务的。
So the word holy in English, means set apart.
所以我们从这里看出圣的意思，用英文来讲就是分别，分别出来。
Kept for special business.
把一个东西专门分别出来，专门一个特殊的用途而使用的目的而存在。
And that's a picture of what our day off should be.
这应该是我们每一周的一天分别出来的圣日应该是这个样子呈现出来的。
It should be a day, a different kind of day.
这一天应该跟我们一周七天里剩下的六天完全不一样的生活模式。
And a day where we do different things.
在这一天我们将做一些和其他六天完全不同的事情。
Where we worship God and give our time to God.
在这一天我们在一起敬拜神，我们把时间分别出来，我们来思想神。
In the Old Testament, the people of Israel kept the special day as, on Saturday.
在旧约里我们看到以色列人他们专门是在礼拜六分别出来作为安息日。
But, when in the New Testament time, the first Christians began to change that from Saturday to Sunday.
来到新约之后，新约的信徒，他们在星期日聚会。
Because Sunday is the day that Jesus rose from the dead.
是为了纪念基督耶稣钉死在十字架上，第三天是在星期天复活。
So Christians normally meet on Sunday to remind us always that Jesus has risen from the dead.
所以我们作为新约的信徒，我们在星期天聚会，纪念主基督耶稣第三天的复活，他的救赎。
And is in us and with us.
他不但救了我们，他也与我们同在。
Guide us, help us, lead us in our daily life.
他每一天都与我们同行，引导我们，教导我们，劝勉我们。
Now, for those of us who have work jobs which are just Monday to Friday,
对于那些礼拜一到礼拜五工作的弟兄姐妹，
or maybe Monday to Saturday,
或者是礼拜一到礼拜六工作的弟兄姐妹。
It's easy for us to have Sunday as our day off.
对于我们来说，星期天分别为圣是一件很容易的事情。
But some of us have to work on Sunday sometimes.
但是有一些弟兄姐妹，他们必须在周日上班。
So there are times when we need to help one another work out how best to have a day off.
我们就需要进行一些帮助，我们怎么来让他们能够在星期天能够分别为圣。
So God's plan is work 6 days.
上帝的心意是六天工作。
And rest 1 day.
一天休息。
And if you read the Old Testament, you'll find that that's applied in some ways to farming and to many other aspects of life as well.
我们看到在旧约里，所有的这个六天工作一天休息的模式适用于所有的行业，包括那些非常忙那些游牧民族。
But one day rest in seven is meant to help us also understand the other kinds of rest that God has for us in our Christian life as well.
每周一天的休息帮助我们更好的去明白神的心意，在圣经中其他类别的安息也帮我们更好的去明白。
Don't forget, God is not talking just about physical, our body's rest.
请记住，当我们说安息的时候，并不是就是说我们身体的休息而已。
But our spiritual rest, our mental rest, our psychological rest.
但是更多的是指我们心灵、精神、心思意念层面的休息。
God's concern is that we are healthy, not just in body, but healthy in our mind and spirit and all of that.
上帝希望的不仅仅是我们身体的安康，但他更在意的是我们心灵的安康。
I want you to think for a minute of what it's like when a parent or an adult cares for a small child.
我们可以想象一下，作为父母，大家都有过这个经验，我们是怎么来抚育我们的小婴儿的。
And a young child will go off in their mum or dad's arms and sleep easily.
我们都知道，我们应该在座姐妹都有这样经验，小孩睡在我们的膀臂里，他们是如此的安静。
Because they fully trust their parent.
因为他们完全的信靠依赖他们的父母。
And that's a picture of how we should be with God.
这应该是我们从这个画面里我们来思想我们与神的关系。
On the whiteboard over there, there's a verse of scripture.
在这个白板上，我们写了一段经文
which uses that picture of a child in the arms of a parent.
这段经文让我们看到一个小婴儿躺卧在母亲的膀臂之上。
Perhaps we can all read it together.
我们可以一起来念这段经文，《生命记》33:27。永生的神是你的居所，他永久的膀臂在你以下。Amen.
That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
这是我在圣经里一段最喜欢的经文之一。
And with that kind of picture, we can think about the second point there, which, and I'd like you to turn to Hebrews chapter 3, which we also thought about a month ago when I was speaking.
顺着这段经文，我们就来到第二点，就是以色列人在应许之地的安息。我们也可以等一下，我们开始一起来看希伯来书第三章，也在讲这一段历史。
Can somebody give the page number for a few other people?
可能有些人需要帮忙翻到希伯来书三章。新约二百，小廖在后面。新约230，就往后翻230。哦 ，OK， 230。
Yeah，somewhere over there。
希伯来书三章，230。
Good. Now last week we read parts of Hebrews 3 already.
上一次我们其实已经读过了一部分的希伯来书三章。
And chapter 3 begins in verse 1.
三章一节告诉我们。
By telling us to fix our thoughts, our minds on Jesus.
三章一节告诉我们，我们要单单仰望那为使者、为大祭司的基督耶稣。
It says, don't get sidetracked by everything around about us.
我们不应该被这个世界上其他的事情把我们给分心了。
Keep looking at Jesus.
我们应该单单的思想仰望。
Keep trusting in Jesus.
我们应该单单的来信靠基督耶稣。
And the verses 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 say, and you've got to persevere.
二到六节一直在告诉我们一件事情，就是我们要坚忍到底。
There will be problems and difficulties. That's how life is.
在我们跟随基督的过程中，我们一定会遭遇患难和艰险。
But we need to keep on trusting, keep on obeying Jesus.
但是不管我们遭遇了什么，我们应当坚定地跟随基督耶稣。
Then from verse 7, we have a quote from the Old Testament, Psalm 95.
然后从第七节开始，他引用了旧约诗篇95篇的一段经文和历史。
So I'd like us to read that quote, and then I'll explain the story a wee bit.
我们一起来读希伯来书三章七到十一节。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我。并且观看我的作为有40年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
The story that these verses are speaking about comes from Numbers chapter 13 and 14.
七到十一节这段历史是在旧约里民数记十三到十四章里体现出来。
So, if you want to understand more, do look at those chapters later. All right?
如果你们对这段历史想重新再温习一遍，可以回去看民数记十三到十四章。
But when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
当神将以色列人从埃及领出来的时候，
they had been slaves in Egypt.
他们在这之前在埃及为奴。
And, you remember that when we sang one song this morning, it included, the story of how the Israelites walked through the Red Sea.
今天我们第二首敬拜歌曲让我们看到以色列人出红海的一个场景。
So God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and across the water into the desert of Sinai.
上帝将以色列人从埃及带出来，过红海，进入西南的旷野。
He protected them from their enemies.
他帮助以色列人抵挡追赶他们的仇敌。
They were in the desert, but he produced, God provided water out of the rock for them in the desert.
他们在旷野行走，上帝吩咐从磐石出水，让他们有日用的饮水。
He provided food for them every day.
他每天从天上降下玛拿，提供食物给他们吃。
Lots of miracles.
在那段时间，上帝施展了很多的大能，神迹大能。
But they didn't really trust God.
但是尽管这样，这些以色列人并没有真心相信、信靠上帝。
They knew about God.
他们对神有些知识。
They knew what God could do.
他们知道神可以做一些常人做不到的事情。
But they didn't truly trust and obey.
但他们并不真正的认识上帝，所以他们不会全心的依靠信靠。
God was telling them to go on into the promised land.
上帝吩咐他们要进入迦南应许之地。
The land of Israel.
是上帝赐给以色列民的应许之地。
And in preparation for everyone to go into the land,
在他们准备进入应许之地之前
they sent a group of spies to, survey the land.
以色列人分派了差遣了12个探子去看一下应许之地是什么样子。
And when the spies came back and gave their report,
当那12个探子从应许之地走了一圈回来向他们汇报的时候
They said, oh, it's a good land.
他们说那一个应许之地真是肥美之地。
Lots of fruit and food.
有丰盛的水产和食物。
But the people are big and strong.
但是住在地上的人高大强壮。
They are too strong, we are not going to be able to beat them.
他们是如此的强壮，我们根本没有胜过他们的机会。
Now there were two spies.
在这十二个探子当中有两个探子。
He said something different.
他们跟其余的探子的看法不一样。
They said, no.God will go with us and will fight for us.
他们说不要害怕，上帝与我们同在，他会帮助我们，他会为我们征战。
But the huge crowd of Israelites listened to the majority of the spies and said, "We can't go. We won't go."
但是以色列百姓却听从了大多数人的声音，他们说我们不会上去，我们不想上去。
And they got angrier and angrier against their leaders.
他们对于那个摩西和亚伦感到越来越不耐烦，越来越恼怒他们。
Until they were going to stone and kill their leaders.
最后他们恼怒到一个地步，他们竟然想把他们的带领人给杀死。
That's Moses, Aaron,Joshua and Caleb.
就是想鼓励他们进入迦南地的摩西、亚伦、约书亚和迦勒。
And Then, before they started throwing stones,
在他们拿起石头要砸死他们的时候,
the glory of God came down and surrounded the place where Moses, the tent where Moses always went to speak to God.
上帝的荣耀降临在他们四个人身上，把他们围绕住，保护他们。
And the people, with this magnificent glory of God, were stopped from killing their leaders.
看到这样属天的荣耀这个景象之后，以色列百姓就停住了，要杀死他们领袖的手。
But God said, "You have not trusted me."
上帝对这些以色列人说，你们竟然不信靠我。
So you will never enter the promised land.
所以你们就断不可进入我所应许给你们的迦南地。
My plan was for you to move out of the desert into this beautiful land.
我当时的计划是带领你们出埃及，进入这片流奶。
Where you could live a comfortable life and have a permanent houses and all these things.
在我应许给你们的这片流奶与之地，流奶与蜜之地上，你们可以安享你们的生活，你们可以有美好的生活等待着你们。
But you have not trusted and obeyed me, so you will not go into.The promised land, which was the place where you were to have rest.
但是你们竟然不相信我，你们不顺从我，所以你们就不会进入我当初所计划给你们的那片应许之地。
So God said, "You're going to just keep tramping around the desert for 40 years."
所以接下来。你们就只能在旷野里面徘徊绕行四十年。
And all of you who are 20 years or older,
所有现在二十岁以上的以色列人
who are adults,
他们都是成年人
you will die in the desert.
都会倒闭死亡在旷野里面。
Later, your children can go into the land.
进入应许之地的只能是你们的下一代。
But you will never go into the promised land.
但是你们这些二十岁以上的成年人，你们将不得进入我所应许给你们的安息之地迦南。
And that's what happened.
然后旧约就让我们看到，事实就是按照这样发生了。
Only two.Adults from that time entered the promised land.
当时所有二十岁以上的成年人当中，只有两个人最后进入了应许之地。
They were the two spies who said, "God will go with us, and we can beat them."
进入应许之地的这两个成年人，就是当时十二个探子当中那两唯二的两个人，他们说。我们不要害怕，我们可以进入应许之地的。约书亚和加勒。
So the Bible is in this passage is saying that if we will not really trust God and obey Him,
圣经在这里提醒我们，如果我们没有真心的信靠顺从上帝。
God will not give us a place of rest.
上帝也不会带领我们进入他所赐给我们的安息。
God will not accept us.
上帝他说我断不可，你们断不可进入我的安息。
This is really a very serious part of the Bible.
这是圣经里一再向我们提醒的很严肃的事情。
God desires that we will really trust Him.
上帝的上帝他救了我们，还有我们真心的信靠。
So that and obey him, so that we can really get to the promised land.
我们要顺从上帝的旨意，顺从他的教训，他会带领我们进入他所赐下的安息。
Which is for us, point three here.
这就是我们要讲的第三点。
The promised land for us is to be with God, be with Jesus in heaven.
上帝现在赐给我们新约属神子民的应许之地，是我们将来在天国里永恒的安息。
But God is saying it's not available to just everyone.
但是上帝告诉我们，这不是所有人，赐给所有人的应许之地。
It will be given, as it were, to those who really will follow me and trust me and obey me.
天国的安息是赐给那些真心信靠顺服上帝的人。
So in verse 7 there in the passage we read,
所以从七到十一节的经文中我们所看见的是
It says today,
特别是第七节他说今日，你们今日
Do not harden your heart as your forefathers do.
他说你们如果今日听他的话，就不要像你们的祖先一样硬着心。
And that means do not harden our hearts as the people in that day did.
其实就是在提醒我们今天新约的基督徒，我们不要硬着心，像这些两千年前的、几千年前的以色列人一样。
Neither just drift away because you get sidetracked by everything else.
我们要当心。我们不要硬着心，慢慢慢慢被这世界给分心，我们就被这世界带跑，走偏了。
Nor deliberately turn away because we are not willing.
我们千万不要明明知道有上帝，我们却有意的离开他，因为我们再也不愿意跟随。
So.The conclusion of that is primarily in the remainder of chapter 3. So I suggest that we read together from verse 12 in Hebrews 3 right down to verse 19.
接下来的这段总结就是12节到19节，我们大家一起来念。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。那时听见他话，惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？神40年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
Perhaps we will read one last verse from chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 11.
Just one verse?
Just the one.
好，我们一起来读四章十一节。所以我们务必极力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Thank you. Chapter 4 follows the same story and really continues the same thinking.
第四章是接着第三章的信息继续进行阐述。
So I think that verse 11 is a really good summary of what these two chapters are saying. Perhaps we could read verse 11 again.
所以我们十一节对于三章和四章进行了一个非常完美的总结，我们一起再来读一下。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So I trust that today and in the days ahead, you can remember the picture of God as our parent, as it were.
所以今天，从今天开始，我们希望大家能有记住这个画面，上帝是我们的天父。
He is our dwelling place, our living place.
他是我们的住所。
And underneath are the everlasting arms.
他在我们，他的保护，在我们，他的永生的膀臂，在我们以下。
God wants us to know Him like a child trusting his parent.
上帝需要我们不断的来认识他，就像婴儿认识他的父母一样。
God desires that we all enter our rest in heaven through Jesus.
神也希望我们因着基督耶稣进入他赐给我们的安息。
And he also desires what is meant in the fourth point there about resting and trusting in Jesus in our daily life now.
他也所以从这段经文我们也进入第四点，就是我们基督徒如何在我们每天的生活中享受在基督里的安息。
Resting in peace and in an experience of joy despite whatever might be happening around us.
尽管周围环境依然充满敌意，但是我们如何在基督里享受神所赐给我们的安息。
Can I ask you just a few questions to close?
在我们结束之前，我想再向大家提出几个问题。
Are you trusting? Are you learning how trustworthy God Jesus is?
我们是否正在逐渐的认识基督耶稣是多么的值得我们的信靠？
Are you learning to rest in Jesus?
你正在学习在基督里得享安息吗？
Are you learning to obey Jesus?
你正在学习顺服基督耶稣吗？
Jesus will give us that joy and well-being we need, whatever is happening to us.
上帝的应许在基督耶稣里，不管我们遭遇怎样的患难，上帝的所赐的平安是没有人可以夺去的。
If we will only trust and obey,
如果我们单单的信靠顺服基督耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are our eternal God.
神啊，我们感谢你，你是我们永远的父。
That you surround us with the strength and the safety of your arms.
你那永恒的臂膀环绕我们，保护我。
And that you desire to give us joy and purpose in life, day by day.
你在每天看顾我们，引领我们。
We pray that you will help us to keep learning.
神啊，我们求你帮助我们操练我们的敬虔。
To trust and obey in Jesus.
让我们单单的信靠顺服我们的主基督耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.